There's all these distinct moments in my life where life intentionally has forced me to outgrow the life that I thought that I wanted. And I think the hardest part for me in all of the forced changes is that I wasn't ever mentally prepared for the forced changes because I had created such an attachment to the outcome that I had envisioned for myself. And this is the one thing that a lot of people don't talk about when it comes to creating a vision for yourself and a life in your head, is that sometimes we become so attached to this idea of, okay, in 5 years, this is what my life's going to look like. But probably number one thing that I am working on or coming to terms with in my life is understanding that yes, it's okay to create a vision. It's necessary to create a vision, but it's also necessary and okay to pivot as necessary.
Welcome to Your Story Doesn't End Here, the mental health podcast of military and veterans who refuse to be silenced. I'm your host, Rachel, and my mission with this podcast is to be a voice for those who don't have a voice, bring awareness to mental health issues, provide value and solutions, and to change the culture when it comes to mental health within the DoD organizations.
So I saw this quote on Instagram the other day that says, "You are allowed to outgrow the life that you thought you wanted." And I found so much power in those words because I think so many times we start a career or we start a journey, whether that be spiritual, physical, emotional, and we start to create this idea and vision in our head of the life that we really think we want. And then as we start to get into that life and all the bits and pieces that come alongside it, then we start to kind of reevaluate. And sometimes that can come with pain. It feels almost like a loss and mourning this life that you thought you wanted. And I'm going to speak for myself because I can only speak for my own experiences, but I want to kind of break this down a little bit. And I thought about this a lot more today as I was driving through the base that I worked on for 6 years of my life and really evaluating how my thought process went when I was serving in the military and what I thought I wanted and how many times my path shifted and things changed and how hard that was for me and how I continue to see that not only in my life, but I continue to see that in the lives of other veterans who are both serving and transitioning out of service. And so I really feel that this is such an important topic to talk about, especially as we're starting to enter this holiday season that for some people can be very transitional. It can be very painful. And whether you're on that side of active duty where holidays are painful because maybe you can't be around friends or family or your support system, or maybe you're out of the military and now you realize that holidays just aren't the same as what they used to be. And you have to kind of create and curate this own new life that you don't even know what it is or what it looks like yet. And that can be so hard to do. And so I just want to recognize that, first of all, but just dive a little deeper into this topic based off of my own experiences. And I'm sure at least one of you that's listening to this episode can relate to this. When I first joined the military, I think a lot of people get the question of, are you doing 20 years? And why did you join the military? And there's all these basic questions that get asked over and over and over that really caused me at least to self-reflect and be like, oh, well, why did I join the military? Did I join the military just to get out of my situation in Iowa? Because I was in a transitional period of my life where I had gotten out of a toxic relationship. I just entered a new relationship. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted, but I didn't want to miss out on the opportunity to try something different with my life. And when that question gets asked of why'd you join the military, and then immediately when you give an answer, it's shut down. This happened at boot camp, first of all. It immediately gets shut down with, nope, you joined the military because you love your country and you want to serve your country. And yes, I think there's a little bit of pride in all of us that join the military initially that to serve our country, because it is something that only a select few people in the United States do. But that starts to create a bit of questioning And I know for me, that question combined with, or how many years are you doing? Are you doing 4 years? Are you doing 20 years? Are you doing 30 years? Caused a lot of that initial pressure that I placed on myself to feel like I had to have it all figured out and know what the next 20 years of my life were going to look like. Because there's people that I met in the military that when you ask them these questions, they knew the answer right away. Yeah, I served the mil or I joined the military so that I could go to college. I'm going to do my 4 years. I'm going to get out. This is the degree path I'm going down. And they had everything meticulously mapped out. And I think for me, I didn't quite know what I wanted the next 20 years of my life to look like. And so I placed this unnecessary pressure on myself right from the get-go of joining the military, of feeling like, okay, well, I need to know. And so initially I was like, you know what? Screw it. Let's do 20 years. Why not? Let's make that the plan. So when people ask that question, I know the answer and we'll just see what happens. Well, then a few years go by and I'm not picking up rank as fast as I would like to see myself pick up rank. And then I start to see the culture of the military. And then, I applied for an officer program and then that could have changed the trajectory of what life in the military would have looked like for me. I did not get picked up for said officer program, but in that application process, I learned more about the culture of the military and some of the toxicity and some of the, you get certain things depending on who you are, culture, and what your career progression has looked like, culture. And things started to change. And I think this was a large transitional period of my life because at that time I realized that what I guess I started to think more about what life would look like if I didn't do 20 years in the military. And I remember the first distinct transitional period where I started to really think these things through was when I had to decide between extending. I had to decide between extending to 6.5 years total served or getting out at my 4 year mark. And in making these decisions that really can potentially impact the rest of your, I mean, they do. They impact the rest of your life. It can be so stressful. And now looking back, I realize that I'm making these decisions that impact the rest of my life every single day. But it's so hard when you're in the moment, when you have to make a decision very fast to be able to confidently make that decision and know I did what was best for me. I think I'm still going through that journey, that healing journey of knowing that the decisions that I make are the right decisions, whether I feel like it in that moment or I don't know. I haven't been that quick decision maker my entire life. And so it's a very new thing trying to become that person who just confidently makes a decision on the spot and is able to weigh the things that I need to weigh in my head. But on the flip side of that, I've also learned that there are groups of people, which I probably fall more into, that are not able to make decisions right off the bat and need a little bit more time. And that's also. So a lot of this journey has just been me understanding me and who I am and really connecting with me and my values and the person that I actually am, as opposed to the person that I think I am or the person that I want to be, but doesn't that person doesn't necessarily align with who I am and my values. And so going back to that original thought of it's okay to outgrow the life you thought you wanted. When I first started my personal development journey while I was still active duty, and this was around 2019, 2020 time period, and it really kind of flipped things upside down for me. I started to realize that there was more to life than I thought there was. I started to realize that there's the possibilities for me at my age. I think I was ingrained with this mindset of the traditional, you go to high school, you go to college, you work a career, you retire when you're in your 60s, and then, life's pretty much over at that point. Better hope you can still enjoy life in your last few years left. And that really shook things up for me again. That was another distinct moment in my life where things got shaken up. And I started to create this idea in my head of what, again, I thought I wanted. And I won't say that that lifestyle wasn't realistic for me. I learned a lot in that process, but life came back again and said, just kidding. Yes, this is the life that you think you're headed towards, but oh, we're going to have a baby. And that shook up my life again. And so there's all these distinct moments in my life where life intentionally has forced me to outgrow the life that I thought that I wanted. And I think the hardest part for me in all of the forced changes is that I wasn't ever mentally prepared for the forced changes, because I had created such an attachment to the outcome that I had envisioned for myself. And this is the one thing that a lot of people don't talk about when it comes to creating a vision for yourself and a life in your head, is that sometimes we become so attached to this idea of, okay, in 5 years, this is what my life's going to look like. And I'm not settling for anything else until life changes things up, right? And then it's like, oh, well, now I have to almost grieve this loss of this idea of this life that I created in my head that I thought I wanted. And now I have to start from, quote unquote, square one. And we're never really starting from square one. You know, we're always starting from a more elevated place, because we learn so much in these processes of growth and change and vision creation. But probably number one thing that I am working on or coming to terms with in my life is understanding that, yes, it's okay to create a vision. It's necessary to create a vision, but it's also necessary and okay to pivot as necessary. And to dig a little deeper in this thought process of why it's so hard to pivot, I think for me, is that I like to think that I don't care what other people think about my life and the decisions I make. And in some areas I don't, but I think there's other areas of life when it's like, you know, you confidently declare to the world that this is what I'm doing and this is what my life's going to look like. And then something pivots and it's almost an embarrassment to go back to the world and be like, just kidding, I changed my mind. And I think it's okay to declare to the world that you pivoted and you changed your mind, because no one's living your life except for you. And no one will ever know all the circumstances surrounding the decisions that we make or why we had to pivot our life. And in social media and putting things out to the world is just such a small snippet of reality. And it's so hard to remember that sometimes when we see what people are doing. I have even, let me know if you can relate to this. Let me know on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you follow the podcast. I'll try to remember to put up a Q&A on Spotify. I haven't really been using that function lately, but have you ever created an attachment to someone else's life? Like, you created an outcome that you thought was going to happen in their life, and then you get, I don't want to say upset, but you're just kind of shocked when their life doesn't go the way you want it to. I have done this before, and it's kind of sad to admit, but I'm sure someone else out there can relate to this too. But like, oftentimes when I'm on social media or I'm following someone that I am really connected to, I either a mentor of mine online, or, you know, we connected in some way that I can really relate, and their life is going a certain way, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, just kidding, I pivoted and I'm doing something else. It can be almost hard from like the outside looking in to even see that happen. And I've done this for years. And one of the reasons that I love doing these solo episodes and talking through my own feelings, I really feel like I'm all over the place. Hopefully when you listen to this, it doesn't sound all over the place. But if it does, just know that's how my brain works. I discover things about myself. Like, I've never really talked through that process that I know in the back of my head has been a thing for years, like connecting to other people's outcomes and then feeling a sort of loss when their outcome doesn't happen the way that I'm expecting it to based off of the little bit of their lives that I see. So, you know, all this compounded, like my own things and other people's things. You know, we talk about this world of social media and other people's lives, but this even happens outside of social media. You know, if you hang out with a group of people a lot, this happened a lot when I used to be a competitive swimmer back in the day. I would almost project myself onto someone else. And if I saw someone that was a very good competitive swimmer and I saw them in my mind making it all the way to the Olympics and they changed their mind and said, actually, you know what? I don't want to swim anymore. I would grieve the loss of that. And this is a very profound moment for me, you guys. I'm discovering things about myself. something that I'm going to explore a little more and why I do that, because that is a lot to carry. And when we really look at the things that we carry throughout our journeys, and not only our own shit that we're carrying, but other people's shit, even if they don't intend to pass that on to us, it can create so much overwhelm in our minds. And another thing that I'm really working on is trying to reduce all the head clutter that I place on myself, because it has been getting incredibly overwhelming lately. If you follow me on Facebook, my personal Facebook, you know that last week I put out a status saying that, hey, like life's just been really overwhelming lately. Seasonal depression gets me usually this time of year, but just with everything I have going on, my typical go-to is just shutting down and not moving forward with things. And so I'm really working through that and trying to figure out, okay, well, why am I the way that I am? But also, how do I improve and how do I become better, my version of better, so that I can function without the overwhelm, or I'd say reduced overwhelm, because I think there's always a bit of overwhelm there. Kind of a side note, I took this leadership assessment the other day, and I can expound more on that on a different episode, because I'm actually diving a little deeper into that leadership assessment here in about half an hour. But when I took the assessment, I had kind of an idea in my head of what that assessment would come back as, because I thought I knew who I was, right? But I was very radically honest when I was answering these questions. And it's almost like if you know the wheel of life, if you've ever done that assessment, it was like that for leadership. And the wheel came back completely different than what I thought it would. And again, back to this theme, another moment where it's like, well, shit, I'm not the person that I thought I was. And maybe I need to pivot again. And back to this, thought process of, okay, well, now what? That's really what it is. And yeah, I guess I don't really have answers for myself right now, but it's important to acknowledge that I'm learning about me and I'm learning more who I am. And it's a very uncomfortable period of life as I start to learn more about me and who I am. And oh, there's so many times that I just want to run away from the discomfort and do something different. But what I do is so much bigger than me, especially with the podcast and the military mental health space. And so, if the podcast has impacted you, I love hearing about it. It really does keep me going. So please let me know, either on a review or Instagram, Facebook. You can email me, your story doesn't end here at gmail.com, and let me know if it is something that has impacted your life. Because honestly, on these days when it's hard and I feel like I can't keep going, those are the messages that really keep me going. And then oftentimes I have to remind myself internally, like, there's people that listen into this every week and are impacted by this. And so if you can relate to the words that I said in this episode today, and you two are in this season of life where you're like, I don't know, I'm still learning about me. Maybe you're transitioning out of the military, or maybe you're still in the military, or maybe you're a civilian that just supports someone in the military. Just know that it's okay. And sometimes we just have to take space and figure out who we are and where we fit in and how to make everything work. And I'm still working on being kinder to myself to say that that's okay. But I also want to share that same advice with you and know that if it takes a little longer, it's okay. And if you need to take a week, like I took most of last week, just really, last week was mostly a blur for me. I didn't really do a whole lot, but I needed that just to kind of rest and reset my nervous system. That's okay too. So know that you are enough, you are doing enough. And we're just doing the best we can with the information that we have in this crazy world. So it's Thanksgiving week this week, although the episode won't be out until after Thanksgiving. But I hope you guys all had a phenomenal holiday, whether you got to spend time with your family or just spend time enjoying your own company. If the season's hard for you, please reach out to someone. You can reach out to me. But make sure that you take time and do something for you, because sometimes the holidays are stressful. Sometimes they're not. Everyone's different. But the most important person on this planet to take care of is you first, because you are all you have at the end of the day. So thanks for listening to me ramble, guys, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for taking the time to listen in today. With your support, we are able to increase awareness of the mental health issues affecting service members and veterans today with the goal of creating positive change. If you got value from this episode, please take 30 seconds to subscribe and share this episode within your own network. Until next time, remember, your story matters, your mental health matters, and your story doesn't end here.